Time to visit with Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab once again. Dr. Riley, we've talked many times about the many different services and different specialties offered at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. When a patient comes in for an examination, how might their experience be different from somewhere else they could go?
Great question, Scott. You know, obviously with the different providers that we have here in the clinic, we're trying to do things a little bit differently. Not only collectively in the clinic, but in our examinations as well. So typically when you go to your physician, for an orthopedic injury, let's say low back pain, you know, they might check range of motion, how well you've been forward and backwards and laterally bend, and they might take you through some orthopedic tests, you know, does this hurt when you do this and that, and they're trying to, you know, obviously obtain information and kind of paint a picture on you. Neurological testing, how are your reflexes, is there any weakness anywhere? Palpation. Are you obviously tender here? Are you sore there? That's kind of the, you know, just your traditional examination for like a low back patient. But here we have implemented like functional movement screens. And I've talked about that in the past briefly, but a functional movement screen is we want to see how you're moving, what your functional movement is like. And what that means is like, how well are you able to flex? Bend down? How well are you able to extend? How well are you able to rotate right and left? And then, you know, the biggie here is an overhead deep squat. And so what we're trying to obtain through these different types of movements, so Scott, if I had you in my clinic, I'm having you bend forward and backwards and rotate right and left, I'm taking, you know, notes on how well you're moving, where there might be a limitation. And then I'm going to tease that out, like to determine if it's a mobility issue. Is he just stuck? Can he not move? Is he tight? Is it flexibility? Or do we need to go a little bit deeper? Is there a stability issue? One of those tests is the overhead deep squat, and it's the most comprehensive test that we use in that screening system because it gives us so much information. What we're going to have the patient do if they're able to perform this, and obviously we don't, if anything hurts, that we're finished with the test, we're going to have that patient stand their feet shoulder width apart, toes pointing forward. We're going to ask them to maybe hold a dowel or something straight above their head. So right off the bat, I'm able to assess shoulder mobility. So when we take something overhead with arms extended, you know, if they have an asymmetry or one arm's maybe down, not as high as the other, that's going to give me some information on their shoulders. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to have them just try to perform a simple deep squat, keeping that object or that dowel or golf club above their head, keeping their toes pointing forward and their heels on the ground. Try to drop that butt down, and I'm just assessing and looking at motion. So typically what's going to happen, this is a very difficult test to perform. What's going to happen is that the arms are going to go forward and the heels are going to come up, if you can kind of envision that. Okay. So that just gives me some information because I'm able to check for ankle mobility, knee mobility, hip mobility, thoracic spine mobility, that area between your shoulder blades, and like we had mentioned, shoulder mobility. And then we're able to assess how stable your core is. So we're able to, you know, maybe wedge your feet, heels, do some different things, throw a band around you to truly determine with your squatting pattern, okay, let's say you've lost some ankle mobility, you're a little weak in your core, and your thoracic spine is stiff. Now, what I've done now is it gives me more information with my traditional exam findings to treat you properly. So we might work on mobility of the ankles, mobility of the thoracic spine, and core stability. And you just came in for low back pain. So typically we're going to work you up with all the traditional orthopedic tests, neurological, range of motion, palpation. And in addition to that, we're going to, you know, do some of these functional movement screens that it's just going to provide us with more information. And like the clinic, we talk about treating you comprehensively.
You know, when someone goes to a different, let's say someone went to a different facility where it's not such a wide range of treatment options were available, is it sometimes the tendency to steer that patient toward a particular line of treatment since that's the only one they offer?
You know, that's what I think I'm a big fan. I feel like we have an advantage because we have multiple tools in our toolbox. So that's why we perform these functional movement screens, because we have different practitioners and treatment methods to treat it accordingly, or to, you know, address it accordingly. Sometimes a practitioner, whomever it may be, that just sticks with just straight, you know, orthopedic, neurological, palpation, range of motion, it might just be medication management. It might just be straight chiropractic, where they're just going to adjust the spine. And that maybe some of these issues that are contributing, and that's what we're after. What potentially could be contributing to the low back pain? Because you might come into my office, Scott, with low back pain, your low back might not be the issue, so to speak. You might have lost hip mobility and mobility in your thoracic spine. So why am I going to sit there and bang on or treat your low back if that's not the pain generator, so to speak? It just gives us more information to treat people more comprehensively.
So a comprehensive initial examination, how much time should people allow for that?
It's consuming. It takes us about 30 to 45 minutes. We take a detailed history with patients, and then our exam can take us anywhere from, 30 to 40 minutes as well. So, that first visit, in my opinion, is very, very important because it lets me know, it gives me a good determination on A, what's the problem? B, can I help them? Or C, do I need to send them to someone else? And then from there, it's just about plugging stuff in, developing the treatment plan and execution and staying on that patient to get in and get it done and keep doing things on their own as well.
If you're dealing with aches and pains, there's no need to suffer any longer. Tulsa Spine and Rehab has a range of treatment options available. Give them a call today at 918-743-3737.